Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Let's put our eyes on the 103rd Psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. We have benefits. We have benefits. Who forgives all thine iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Woo, glory to God. Glory be to God. Well, the Lord wanted me to take one more step and help you with this. A person my age that's in really good physical condition should have 18% body fat or less. Now, you get down where it's too low, particularly at someone my age, you get into a place where it's going the wrong way too far. So it needs to be rocking along in there from 12 to 15, 18%. So find out what your body fat percentage should be. Then put your faith to work. See? And you stand there looking at your good-looking self. Don't you ever come up to that mirror, oh, they ought not let somebody this fat got in public. You're fixing to eat about 9 of the biggest meals you ever ate in all your life. Because you said it. You have to change your mouth. And you have to get your faith on the line. Then you'll begin to receive leadership from the Lord on what to read, how to go about it, the books that you should read and get help and so forth. So you stand there and you say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all the fat on this body above 20 pounds, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. See, you're not, your body weight go up and down and all that. You're dealing with the fat. You're going right straight to the heart of it, right straight to the core of it. Amen. You're dealing with the fat. Amen. That's what's happening when you're dealing with your soul. You're going right to the root. Jesus spoke to that fig tree and it dried up from the root. Amen. Amen. Now, so what do? Then you go over to the book of James. Count it all joy when you fall into different tests, temptations, and trials. Why? Because he's offering you the wisdom of God about what to do in it. He said, any man, that means any person, that lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all men, and upbraids not, or does not find any fault. He will not bring a fault of yours up and refuse to give you his wisdom because of that fault. How could you ever get the wisdom to get rid of the fault if that was the case? No, that'd be God working against himself. Remember, you're supposed to be healed, right? You're not supposed to have all this stuff. You're supposed to be prospering in your body as well as your spirit and your soul. Amen. Need to be prospering in your thinking. You probably, no, not probably, you do have, because the power of death and life are in the tongue. You can't get around that. So, well, I don't know what happened. I do. You're a product of what you said yesterday. Get the wisdom of God before you go shooting your mouth off a bunch of stuff, making up a bunch of confessions. Put the word in your mouth. Put the word in your mouth. Search the word until you find a promise, and promise says that cover your situation, and latch onto them and fill your heart and mouth with it. I'll show it to you right here in the 103rd Psalm. Then we read some more scriptures here, and then we're going to minister healing. Verse 5. Well, let's read verse 4. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you, say, I've been crowned.
I've been crowned.
With loving kindness. Say it. With loving kindness and tender mercy. Now that's a little blind to us because it's a King James translation of covenant words that are actually hard to translate. The Hebrew word hesed is covenant commitment. My covenant hesed, loving kindness, tender mercy. It literally can be described, as one man described it to me one time, it really helped me. He said, God has willed, that's what the word agape means. It's not an act of feeling, it's an act of decision. I will love you. That has nothing to do with what you do. I love you. Amen. And he said, covenant hesed is when a little guy covenants with a really big guy. And by covenant, he suddenly is as big as the big guy. Because you mess with the little guy, you got the big guy to deal with. That's hesed. That's tender mercy. That's mercy that says, I don't care what you did, darling, I'll take your part. Amen. If you'll just believe me.
Amen.
He and this man said, Brother Copeland, I know no better way to describe it than this. He said, I spent a lot of time in Africa, and particularly around in places where there's elephant herds. And he said, if you see a great, big mama elephant, and she's got a little elephant, a baby, and you take about 3 steps and her ears go like that, you fixing to get some hesed. You fixing to get the result of her tender mercy over that baby. Yeah. And she gonna stomp you like a bug.
Yeah.
He said, that's hesed. We've been crowned with his covenant of mercy. Hallelujah. That's what that verse is saying. Now, we'll look at this very next verse before we read it. The Hebrew root word for thing, T-H-I-N-G, a thing, is word. That's the word for thing. Because all things came out of his word. Are you getting this? Come on, that's the reason you're supposed to be speaking words. Faith is a substance of things. He fills, he satisfies your mouth with good words
so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, but Lord, you know, Brother Copeland, I've missed it so many times. We just got the rating up here. That's one of your benefits. He forgives your iniquities and heals your diseases. Yeah, but you know, okay, Grappy, let's fix that. Let's go to since now you know about Hesed, let's go to the Isaiah 54. We'll read 53 first, and then we'll go to 54. Isaiah 53, surely, in the third verse, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now, this is the Young's literal translation of those verses. In the third verse, he is despised. Now, these are the words that are translated grief and sorrow. Now, grief and sorrow is not a bad translation. It's part of it. But the mainline translation is not in the King James. But now, just in case you need that interpreted, the Holy Ghost will interpret it for you in Matthew 8:17. Amen. And it says, as Isaiah said, he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. That's the way the Holy Ghost translated that in the New Testament. So that's good authority, isn't it? Now listen to Young's third verse. He is despised and left of men, a man of pains, acquainted with sickness, and as one hiding the face from us, he is despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, oh, I love that word. This is a guaranteed sure thing. Surely our sicknesses has he borne, and our pains he has carried them, and we have esteemed him plagued, smitten of God, and afflicted. He is pierced for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace on him, and by his bruises there is healing to us. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Verse 10, look at it in the King James first. 53:10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He put him to grief. Then thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He'll see his seed. He's looking at you, darling. He was looking at you when he did it. And prolong his days. That guaranteed him to be raised from the dead. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Verse 10, Jehovah hath delighted to bruise him. He made him sick. If his soul doth make an offering for guilt, he sees seed. He prolonged his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah in his hand does prosper. He made him sick so you don't have to be. Amen? All right. Now then, let's go down in the 54th chapter. Now see, that Isaiah
is prophesying concerning the cross, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And then he comes into 54th, he's talking to the body of Christ. Now remember, one of our benefits is tender mercy and loving kindness, hesed. We're crowned with that, right? We read that in the 103rd Psalm. Now notice this, starting with the 8th verse, Isaiah 54, 8. In a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment. When was that? 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights that Jesus spent in the bowels of the earth, in hell. I hid my face in a little wrath. Read that out loud. In a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment. Now get this, but with everlasting hesed, covenant promise, hallelujah, with everlasting hesed will I have mercy on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Oh yeah, but Brother Copeland, I've missed it, you know. Well, so what? Fix it. Repent. Confess it before the Lord. Amen. It doesn't take all day and all night till you feel a little better about it. No, use your faith. He said, if you do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ the righteous, who is faithful and just to forgive us our sins when we confess them and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is a Bible fact, a Bible promise. You can hang your faith on it, my brother and sister, and I don't care how guilty you feel, spit in the face of that guilt symptom, because you've been cleansed, glory to God. Because he's faithful and he's just. It don't make a bit of difference in the world what your feelings have to say about it. It's what your faith has to say about it. Because you've got covenant hesed. You and me, the little elephant that done cried out, and Big Mama's on the scene. Whoa! Hallelujah! Now, I'm going to read you something here. I'm going to read you something not many of you know anything about. But thank God, the whole world going to know it here in about 3 minutes. This is going to rip up and tear up some old religious weeds and junk. We're going to knock an old religious cow right smooth to her knees. Boom! We're going to take her down right now. Well, I just feel like the Lord, you know, I just feel like there's something wrong. I don't think I could get my healing. Take a deep breath and shut up. And listen to this. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Verse 9. This is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn, that's covenant hesed, as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn I would not be wroth with you or rebuke you. Look at me. God ain't mad no more. Oh! Oh! The wrath of God don't belong to us. Hallelujah. The
grace of God belongs to us. We're healed. We're well. I don't care what you did yesterday. Your healing is here today. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.